Greetings. This is the often censored Uncle Odd. Welcome to the Uncle Odd Show, where there's one thing we know. My dog thinks I'm cool. It's all you need to know. I am here today for you. I am here today because I have a lot of people messaging me saying, Uncle Odd, we need your sage counsel. We need your wisdom. What do you say when people come up to you and ask, why aren't you wearing a mask? Well, have no fear. The answer is here. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of answers. I've given it a lot of thought. And I'm just going to present to you some of the things that I say when people ask me, why aren't you wearing a mask? My favorite, of course, is I just smile and I say, no, thank you, and walk away. Because I'm not in this together. Oh, easy. Because I'm in the control group. Because self-induced brain damage, it just really isn't my thing. Well, because Klaus Schwab is a dick. Because I'm fundamentally opposed to world depopulation. Terrain theory. Because there's literally no reason to wear one. Because I made a deal with the plant kingdom. If they give me oxygen, I'll breathe it in, convert it, and return back to them carbon dioxide. Because I do not outsource my thinking. Because nobody ever paid me to be a crisis actor. Are you a licensed physician? Are you a licensed physician? Because I'm not mentally ill? Because I love my kids and I want to set a good example. Mostly because my immune system rocks. Because you're not insured to give me medical advice, are you? Because I don't enable tyranny? Because I'm not planning on robbing this place. Oh, because my mask, it stopped working back in March. Well, because the number one cause for hospital admissions now is bacterial pneumonia due to breathing in all those bacterial colonies growing in that used mask of yours? Because I'm not in a desert and there is no sandstorm. Because I opted out of this collective tyranny experiment. It's really not my thing. What? And deprive you of this smile? Just to mess with your programming. Yeah, I'm not required to participate in a cult. It violates my religious convictions. Breath is life. Why would I? Well, my higher authority, he gave me permission to breathe what he's freely given. I'm good. My breath is my spirit, which is a divine gift. I don't take it for granted. Mostly because I'm not easily intimidated. Because I know the guy, you know, the guy personally in charge. And ever since he gave me the breath of life, well, I'll cherish it until he takes it back. Because I am compliant to God, not Fauci. Well, because I read the Florida Patient Bill of Rights and I understand informed consent relating to medical advice. You? Well, because King George III, he died a long time ago. Well, because I refuse to comply with mandates that break the law. Are you giving me medical advice? Are you a physician? No, you aren't, are you? Because to require me to wear a mask requires a medical license and liability insurance. If you have both, may I please see them? Yeah, because mind control, it never really worked on me. Because wearing a mask is a slippery slope. Next thing you know, they'll require us to get tested for a boogie virus that doesn't exist and take a vaccine that compromises my health. Can you imagine? Because I follow the path of light, not the path towards the abyss. Because there is no pandemic and viruses do not exist. Because SARS-CoV-2, you know, the alleged coronavirus. Well, it's never been isolated and proven to exist by anyone, anywhere, ever. Therefore, henceforth, as to ergo, no sequencing of this alleged virus has been achieved. Because you can't sequence something that does not exist. No sequencing, no virus, no vaccine, no mask. Well, because I'm not under a spell? Because I'm not a biological threat, and well, neither are you. Well, because your boy passed your, he got it all wrong. Ah, well, because I left it in East Germany. Since masks are training wheels for vaccine compliance, I'm just practicing my dissent. Because injecting aborted baby cells into my body would dishonor God, and that's not gonna happen. Because I don't participate in black magic rituals? Well, because grandiose claims stretching beyond evidence smells a little too much like pseudoscience. Because I have a certain proclivity to go the wrong way down aisles, maskless, makes me feel like I'm getting away with something. Because oxygen is essential to mental health, keeps my IQ where it belongs. Because Dr. Vernon Coleman, he prescribed fresh air to mitigate the spread of bacterial infections. Because the only purpose of a mask is to create a compliance culture, not to keep you or me safe. It's causing you brain damage, by the way. Do the research. Because it's illegal to force a medical intervention on someone without informed consent and judicial review. So, either show me the judge's restraining order or get the hell out of my way. Because no individual can tell me what to do with my individual health choices. Well, that's easy because I prefer O2 to CO2. It's a health thing. Are you harassing me? If so, harassment requires law enforcement. Are you attempting to harass me? Because I'm not into having my DNA colonized by the fourth industrial revolution. Well, because 1984, it's so yesterday. Because I received an Operation Mockingbird vaccination. Because I'm an undercover COVID officer. Don't blow my cover. You really interested in knowing? Well, a mask is a medical device that impairs breathing. To require me to wear a mask would legally be a forced medical intervention, which would require a sworn physician's affidavit declaring me a direct public threat and a judicial review ruling by court order that I must wear a mask in public. Now, unless you can produce that court order for me, I'm going to continue to breathe unimpaired and be on my way. Capiche?
Nobody wanna stay for you, me. I say it's gonna put some love in your life. Don't you really wanna know how it feels? Everybody wanna see what it's like, but even wanna be inside, it ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Sanitize.